FM.
And your final, Wisconsin 80, Chicago State 53. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger postgame show.
The Badgers, certainly, Chicago State had their attention. They had won four straight, did the Cougars, their longest winning streak since the 08-09 season, including the win in Evanston. The Badgers took notice. There would be no such drama tonight, Charlie, 82-53. And as you mentioned it during the game, they get the 80 points, and they continue to get a lot done in the paint.
Yeah,
46
yeah.
points.
When you can score 60% of your point production in a game in the paint, that's a massive improvement. Another thing that is one of those stats I know Coach Gard looks at, points per possession, 1.26 points per possession. That's, if you're getting one per possession, that's great. Going 1.26, you're going to win a lot of games doing that.
And you're holding the other guys to 0.85. So that's that formula. You'll be better than one, hold the other guys under one, you're in good shape. Bo Ryan introduced a lot of folks to that. In Badger Nation, if you will, more than 20 years ago. And we could look at a lot of other numbers. That's the indicator, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. It goes back to what Kirk said earlier in the pregame, efficiency. How efficient can you be with the ball every time you get your hands on it? And Wisconsin, again, another night with 78-plus. They're at 80, right?
Yeah.
That average at home. So they're just kind of stacking these wins. And I think as you keep building that, not only the resume, but the rhythm, that takes you into the Big Ten on a really nice track.
And they came into this game, Wisconsin, in the KenPom numbers, 11th in adjusted offensive efficiency, ranked 11th nationally. Probably didn't hurt that at all tonight. 80-53, Wisconsin takes down Chicago State. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With Ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. SiriusXM is your destination for all things college sports, and we've got you covered. On Big Ten Radio, there is complete coverage of every school in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along on the SiriusXM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now you can get 3 months of SiriusXM free. Subscribe now. See offer details at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Sports.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
'80-53, Wisconsin defeats Chicago State. Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. A.J. Storr with a career-best 29 points leads the way. Stephen Crowell, 13.7 rebounds. Tyler Wall with 11. Carter Gilmore really chipped in tonight. 7 points for Gilly. John Blackwell, 6 points. 9 rebounds. Connor Asijan with 5 points. Chucky Hepburn with 3 points. 3 rebounds, 4 assists. Went out with a lower body injury early in the second half of this game. Kamari McGee with 2 points. Wesley Cardet, the high scorer for Chicago State. That's kind of the usual. Well, it's unusual. He scored but 10 points. 4 of 22 shooting for a guy who is a star player. Make no mistake about it. The Badgers made him just have a tough night here tonight, didn't
well,
they?
Well, that's all scouting, right? Mm-hmm. Where is he most effective? What do we need to take away? And you could tell the times he got his lane line attack, unstoppable, right? But Wisconsin forced him into taking jump shots, making extra spin moves out of that, and that's just not his game.
Mm-hmm. The 10 points for him tonight. Kendrick Green with 8, 7 for Cameron Jernigan. Noble Crawford at 8 points. He got banged up in this game. Deshaun Corbett mentioned with 9. 4 for Tashondre Cole. 2 for Deshaun Jean Charles. 3 points for Brett Davis, Brent Davis, but they were just 20 of 63, Chicago State, from the floor. Not quite 32%. The Badgers, 50-50 from the field. And the thing is, we talked about the paint points. They didn't, Wisconsin didn't get three-point happy. A.J. Storr got the rhythm, right? 3 out of 5, but as a team, only 15 attempts tonight out of the 56 shots.
And that was, again, back to that focus. It had to be paint play tonight. It had to be. If you got into the run and gun, the shooting game, that wasn't going to be a victory for tonight. And again, we keep saying the maturity of the team. They know when it's a three-point night versus a paint night. Mm-hmm. And they did a really good job just holding to what the game keys were. And obviously what Guard and Kirk said at the beginning of the broadcast.
Badgers win it tonight, 82-53. When we continue, we'll check out the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy and foggy tonight with some drizzle and mist and lows near 40. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, unseasonably warm with a high near 50. On and off rain for Sunday, record highs in the low 50s. Cloudy, windy, and rainy for Christmas Day, high upper 40s. Currently 40 degrees.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Rita Krieger joining us, a local artist
who welcomed to the WFHR stage the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Chicago State. Coming up next, our call of the game as the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Badger fans, be there when Wisconsin football returns to Camp Randall Stadium in the fall. Secure your season tickets today and be in the crowd when the Badgers take on Alabama, Oregon, and more big opponents at Camp Randall Stadium in 2024. For more information and to purchase Wisconsin football 2024 season tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
All right, Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. Wisconsin 80, Chicago State 53. Let's get to our call of the game. And A.J. Storr gave us a lot of highlights, ended up with a career-high 29 points. He actually got his career-high on this play in the second half. Goes to Gilmore at the left elbow, 10 to shoot. Gilmore against Green, backing, kick out Winter, three try left side, off the rim short, rebound, A.J. Storr, slam dunk. And a timeout taken by Chicago State. Storr with the follow flush. The lead is 23 for Wisconsin. Yeah, they gave him 24 points. He added five more. 20 in the first half. That's a pretty good night in the first half.
Yeah, right. That'd be great for the whole game for the rest of us. But, yeah, no, it was exceptional to watch him tonight.
Yeah, you were talking about him. As he has the burst, and there's a smoothness to him. And then when he needs it, a real suddenness to his game too, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah, he really does. And he's able also to really take that hit. And then, like I called it feathery touch because it is. It's just so soft. And I don't know how you do that when you get hit like that. So he's got all these aspects, and they're all starting to come together.
All right, Badgers a winner, 82-53. We'll take a break. Back with more in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy and foggy tonight with some drizzle and mist and lows near 40. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, unseasonably warm with a high near 50. On and off rain for Sunday, record highs in the low 50s. Cloudy, windy, and rainy for Christmas Day, high upper 40s. Currently 40 degrees.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. To celebrate, we got a little crazy. We had sex in the car. Yeah, fun for us. Awkward for our Lyft driver.
You ever do this? You ever let somebody call you the wrong name? Yeah, because you just don't feel like correcting them. Like 6 months later, you finally tell me, like, no, my name isn't John, it's Tom. Like, why didn't you tell me that in the beginning? Yeah, I wasn't planning on knowing you this long. Yeah. Like, I always had trouble with math, like the multiplication tables. So what I would do is I would associate the numbers with things that I knew. So take the problem, like, 7 times 7. I would think 7 castaways on Gilligan's Island. Who was the star of Gilligan's Island? Bob Denver. Denver's in Colorado. When you think of Colorado, what do you think of? Mountains. Mountains in Spanish is montañas, which is spelled the same as Montana. Who's the most famous Montana? Joe Montana, who played for? The 49ers, yeah.
I'm back with Tom Clark and Stephanie Clark. They are coming to Wisconsin in February to play a couple dates, one in Marinette, Wisconsin on February 3rd, and one in Milwaukee on February 2nd. So, you guys, all right, I'm going to go off the topic of comedy for a second. Tom, Milwaukee was ranked the 5th most friendly city, big city in America, a couple days ago. Do you concur?
Yeah, I would say it's a very friendly city. I think... you know, I have lifelong friends there from, you know, 20 years ago. You know, they're loyal. People in Wisconsin are so loyal and so willing to help you out. I just posted on my Facebook that I was looking to get to 1,000 subscribers on my YouTube, and, you know, probably had 100 people from Wisconsin subscribe.
Oh, nice.
And now I'm at 1,000, like in like 2 hours it happened. And Very cool. I love coming back. My dad just moved out here from Milwaukee.
I love your posts about your dad, by the way. Tom posts his dad a lot on social media, and they're great posts. Very heartwarming and very funny.
He's 97 and a World War II veteran. Jeez. So my joke is he moved out to LA last year to pursue acting.
There's probably not a lot of people in that age range that are less competitive. I'm doing the math in my head. Your dad's 97. Are you like 71, Tom? You look great. Holy smokes.
They started late. They took a risk.
At least they started. That's good. Steph, what do you think about Milwaukee? You're an outsider. We got Tom's biased opinion. Now, what do you think about Milwaukee?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's more friendly. It was rated top 5. I bet number 1 friendliest.
Oh. Wow.
They're so friendly.
Oh, you're warming up the crowd for February.
Dude, I love cheese curds. I can't get enough. we meet friends out here that are randomly just from Wisconsin, and then they'll just like bring us cheese curds.
It's oh, that's amazing. So great.
Excellent. You wear a Packer shirt or a Badger shirt. Somebody always be like, "Go Pack."
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like a fraternity, you know.
It's weird because I'm a transplant to Wisconsin. I lived in Chicago till I was 12 in the city. Went up to Marinette, went back to Chicago to DePaul, started stand up, and now I live back here where I never thought I'd live as an adult. And you're never really, when you're a transplant, people from both places hate you. They're like, oh, Mr. Cheesehead's back. I'm like, no, I grew up. And then I go there and it's like, you know, it's just you can never win. So I applaud you for actually being from somewhere, Tom. That's a very important.
Well, there was a funny time when we were in Chicago. Maybe we were just dating like 2 years and I got him a Packers sweater and we were ice skating in Chicago and he didn't know how to ice skate. And someone is just a Bear fan is just yelling at him like, fall down. And he's like, I'm just trying to balance myself.
Oh, that's funny. Well, yeah. It's funny. When I was in LA for all those years, I kind of looked at the Midwest as one place, like Chicago, Wisconsin, maybe because I lived both places, but I was just like, well, it's the same. Like I hung out with most of the people I hung out were from Chicago or Wisconsin. So I don't know. That's kind of
very
funny.
Similar.
Yeah. So do you guys write together? You must.
Yeah, for sure.
Bounce ideas off each other.
Yeah. If she, it's usually like, if she hears me say something off the cuff, she'll go, that's funny. You should expand on that, or you should write that down.
Nice.
And then she'll run jokes past me, and then we'll just kind of like, you know, riff on it a little bit. But it's always there's always something we say that we're like, you got to use that in the midst of an argument or whatever.
Stop the argument. That's a great joke. Now where were we? Yeah.
Who's winning?
Do you guys have a good a road story? We got a couple minutes left here. Any good road stories?
You probably have more.
Well, but I think it means together. Do you mean together?
Well, no, either separately. I know you guys are individuals as well as being happily married.
I'm trying to, I mean, I did write up like my top five bombings on, at shows on my blog. I wrote my top five and one of them was in Fort Wayne, Indiana, at a place called Snickers. And I'm just, you know, and they make it such a big deal. They pay me like $400 to feature. And I'm just bombing every show. And at one point at the show, this guy just shouts, get funny. And I was like, oh, there's no comeback for that. Because you can't just be funny.
Right.
It's like, I'm not funny already.
I know. I got off. Do you remember Club Tom? Is the south side of Chicago. It's called the TNT Comedy Hook.
No, I don't think I ever went there.
Not a great club, but I was just, oh man, muscling through, doing my time, not getting a laugh. And I left the stage and there was a group of young guys sitting at a table and I hear one of them lean over to his buddy and go, finally. What are you going to do?
Well, it's always those backhanded compliments where somebody will walk up and be like, you were funny on the radio.
Yeah. Right. Or the one I just love is, you weren't bad. Oh, thank you. That's what I'm aiming for. Yeah. So we got about a minute left. Guys, what we do on this show is talk about what we're watching, movies, TV. We talk a lot of entertainment stuff. Anything you could recommend? What are you guys binging on?
We're loving The Curse with Nathan Fielder
right.
and Emma Stone.
Showtime, The Curse.
Dark comedy. It's a satire kind of based off Joanne and Chip, but like a HGTV couple.
Very cool.
And sort of their desperation to be like, their desperation to create environmentally safe houses at the price of like putting people in danger.
Oh, I love it. That's great. And one more question, a real quick one. Eggnog, delicious or disgusting?
Disgusting. 100%.
Oh, yeah. My people. You're like only the fourth and fifth people this week that have agreed with me. Everyone loves eggnog. I don't get it.
That makes no sense.
I agree.
The word nog is not a good.
It sounds borderline obscene. Yeah. So we have a lot to talk about when I see you guys next in February. I can't wait. Thanks for being on the show tonight. We'll talk soon, guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Pete.
Anytime. Come back soon. That's Tom Clark and Stephanie Clark, two very funny comedians that will be in Wisconsin in February. And that was the first time I met Steph. Tom is a great guy. Tom Clark is one of those guys that everyone you meet, this is kind of a tough feat, loves the guy, you know, before I even met him. I'm like, I know I'm going to like this guy. So very few comics like that. So, hey, in just a few minutes, we're going to talk sports weekend with Mike Clemens, and you can still text in your favorite Christmas gift at 920-264-0606. It's Pete Schwabba. You're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I feel it's happened to me, and I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe.
This is
your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court says no to immediately taking up a plea by special counsel Jack Smith on Donald Trump's presidential immunity claim. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
Trump is trying to claim that he has presidential immunity in this case, and the judge, Tanya Chutkan, has ruled against that. So he escalated it to the Court of Appeals. And now Jack Smith is trying to, or was trying to, get it before the Supreme Court as soon as possible.
Two Denver area paramedics have been convicted in the 2019 killing of Elijah McClain, a 23-year-old black man who they injected with an overdose of the sedative ketamine after police put him in a neck hold. There's word that Gadi Haggai, a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen thought to be taken hostage by Hamas on October 7th, is dead. CBS's Willie James Inman.
The 73-year-old and his wife, Judy, both dual American-Israeli citizens, were last heard from the day of the attack. Judy is thought to still be among the captives.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is overturning the state's Republican-drawn legislative maps and ordering new district boundary lines. The court ruled 4-3 for Democrats who argued the maps are unconstitutional because districts aren't contiguous. Wisconsin ranks 49th among states for funding public health, according to the United Health Foundation. Dave Reinders runs the Buffalo County Health Department. He says most of his budget comes from local property taxes, which isn't enough for efforts like tobacco prevention.
We're dealing with vaping. We're dealing with other ways of consuming nicotine that are being made available and marketed to children. What we don't have is really a strong enough voice and presence to really work with community intensively.
Wisconsin's public health spending is supplemented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy and foggy tonight with some drizzle and mist and lows near 40. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, unseasonably warm with a high near 50. On and off rain for Sunday, record highs in the low 50s. Cloudy, windy, and rainy for Christmas Day, high upper 40s. Currently 40 degrees.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
I tell you, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
When you're high, you feel different.
You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Christmas gift you've ever received. We've gotten some really fun answers. We've been having a good time with those. Got another one for G.I. Joe from the 715. G.I. Joe was big back in the day. And Thomas the Tank Engine is a text I got earlier, too, on my own personal phone. Thomas the Tank Engine, a great toy from the early 2000s. At least that's in my house when we played with Thomas the Tank Engine. We might have a quick round of Stump Schwabba later. That's where Conrad Krieger, the show's producer, is going to play some clips and see if he can stump me and figure out. I need to figure out what he's playing. So that should be fun. That's how we'll wind up our pre-Christmas show here. Right now, though, I'm pretty excited. It's always fun to talk to my next guest. He is, you know him very well. He's the voice of Wisconsin sports, Mike Clemens. Is Mike with us, Conrad?
Hello, Pete.
Hey. Good, Mike. How are you?
Good. I have found, it was quite by accident, old Southside Milwaukee Christmas party, that eggnog is not only a Christmas drink, but it's a great basement crack filler, because we spilled some, and it filled up a crack in the basement, just to sort of let it sit till the next day. And, you know, the crack was gone the next morning, so you can use it for that, too many uses.
You are one resourceful guy, I will say that.
Who drinks that crap?
I don't know.
Care if there's nutmeg in it or whatever. It's like, what, are you kidding me?
I can't do it. I had a guest on the other night who said, that's the only drink you can choke on because it's so thick.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
But the people that love it, love it.
The buttermilk and works its way down from there.
Yeah.
I'm interested. You make a good point. Everybody seems to remember the toys they got at Christmas.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Christmas is really, it leans a lot towards four kids. Haven't had too many callers that said, yeah, we got engaged that night. You know, I got a diamond ring or something. I could tell you, I already know what Brian Gutekunst, the GM of the Packers, got for Christmas.
Oh, boy. What's
a quarterback.
That? Yeah, no kidding.
He's got a quarterback, man.
Yeah, at the end of the year, Love's numbers are going to be pretty impressive. I mean, I know he's had some ups and downs, but they're pretty happy with him, aren't they?
He's projected, with these remaining three games, he could throw for 30 touchdowns and over 4,000 yards. Hello?
Wow. That's pretty incredible. So, how do you like the Packers' chances here, Mike? They're in the play, or they're in the hunt anyway. Conrad was just telling me they have a 38% chance to make the playoffs. Do you like their chances?
Yeah. I tell you, I don't do playoff scenarios.
Okay.
They're silly.
Yeah.
They're time fillers. The league puts these things out, and you can read it right off the sheet. And it's got pluses and minuses of teams. If this happens and that, there's long, you know, of course, the least chance you've got, then the more scenarios there are. It's
right.
Just silly. And I kind of tend to stick with the players and the coaches and say, we got to win this week, okay?
Yeah.
If we don't win this week, when you're 6-8 and what's going on with the rest of the league. Yeah, I think they still have a good enough team where they could beat the 2-12 Carolina Panthers, the Vikings with Nick Mullins at quarterback this week.
Yeah.
And the Chicago Bears at Lambeau Field. Yeah, I think they could go 3-0. But right now, they had a crisis with losing 34-20 to Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers. Now, you know, Baker, former first-round pick, he's been a quarterback now on four different teams. There was that stat that we had coming in where here's a guy who's come to Lambeau 3 years in a row with three different teams. What are the odds of that?
Right.
He comes in with the Browns, throws four interceptions, comes in with the Rams, they lose. Now here he comes in with the Buccaneers. Well, guess what? He's still got a half dozen guys with Super Bowl rings.
Right.
When Tom Brady was the quarterback for the team. And they played a good game. I was in the Buccaneers locker room for one of the networks that I worked for. And they were joking. One guy actually said, quote, you know, I love that Green Bay home cooking. because they've won some significant games coming up here. And but you know, it's a smart organization. They got the same GM that built that team with Tom Brady.
Yeah,
and, you know, and Baker Mayfield has this perfect quarterback rating, which is something that's never happened at Lambeau Field when the visiting quarterback gets that kind of a score. So, you know, the groundswell starts, first of all, because the players after the game, immediately after the game, like Rashawn Gary, sort of a team captain, says, yeah, I got to look at the film. But so no one's defending Joe B. No one's defending Joe Barry. They're just talking about it matter-of-factly. And I asked LaFleur about it. He went to, he said right after the game, he went to the office and went all the way through the game and made out a list of all the negatives, all the missed assignments, all the things he needs to ask questions about. Next morning, he meets with his staff. After that, he brings in select players and just sort of puts the notepad aside and says, okay, what's going on?
Huh.
And so, he, you know, I think they talked about confusion they had, maybe problems they had with a coach, and miscommunication there, different kinds of instances that went wrong in that game against the Buccaneers. And they might have talked about some of the other players that were not in the room that might have missed those assignments.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, there's this groundswell because two or three other games that stand out, like the opener at the Vikings when Justin Jefferson just kept on zigzagging, running free, you know, in the secondary, and there didn't seem to be in-game adjustments. So the groundswell is fire Joe Barry, fire Joe Barry. And he probably will get fired, except, you know, LaFleur's got to find a replacement. Mark Murphy's not crazy about spending money on this stuff.
Yeah. It's funny, Mike. You said that about Baker Mayfield. He's a guy, like, I don't think any fan group wants him to be their starting quarterback. But if he's playing your team, you know he's capable of a huge game. He's kind of a maddening guy. You know, like, he's beaten some big teams, and he's had some amazing games. Why can't he stick on as a starter somewhere? It's weird.
Limitations, really.
Yeah.
You know, and when you also keep on changing, he went through two or three different offensive coordinators in Cleveland, right? So that didn't help him as well. But for whatever, you know, he settled in for that game. He's got some good receivers. Joe Barry, to me now, after spending 4 or 5 days talking around, watching the game, and even things that Joe told us yesterday in person, they focus so much on big Mike Evans, 6'5", which actually might have been a directive from LaFleur in the pregame to that last week, that they ended up missing guys like Chris Godwin, who ended up getting 10 catches, and we're getting these 20-yard chunk plays. So, to bring that down, it's Joe Barry through the next three games. They'll see where it is. Maybe they get a playoff game. Maybe they don't. But, you know, LaFleur's always got a depth chart. He's always got a list of possible replacements.
Sure.
Hey, you know, this Evero guy that's the defensive coordinator for the Panthers that's going to be on the other side of the field, that might have been one of Matt LaFleur's first choices.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, because when I said, hey, tell me about the Panthers' defense, he goes, well, I think they're doing a great job under E.J. E.J. Evero, by the way, was a like a defensive assistant, like a quality control guy, a young guy starting out. He's 42. He's about Matt's age back in 2016, which I think would have been under Down's staff. But he was with the he was at the Rams, and LaFleur was there. And then despite, you know, Nathaniel Hackett and the mess they had with Russell Wilson in Denver, the defense got praise. So he's a legit defensive coordinator who might be even think he could have a shot at that Panthers job or some other head coaching job. And he's awfully articulate. And, you know, LaFleur said, oh, yeah, he's a great coach, good communicator, he says. Right in the press conference Thursday. So there's a little bit of that game going on as well. Oh, but it's just, understand, if they're going to get rid of Joe, then that means that there might be some new guy coming in who's going to cost even more. And it's not like they're just sitting on – I mean, I've seen Mark Murphy complain about this.
Like, really?
You know, when Mike McCarthy left, it cost him over another $20 or $30 million to pay severances and moving. And Mike McCarthy sat at home for a year, getting $9
million. Getting paid,
That year. Yeah, there's all kinds of those considerations. The one I don't think Joe Barry is the guy that's going to get you to a Super Bowl, right?
Right.
But I think he can still get you back to the playoffs. And, you know, Green Bay is pretty much built so that the offense wins you championships.
Yeah.
But the question I have for most fans that are yelling at me on Twitter for just being balanced in my reporting on it is, if the Packers had lost 34-20 to Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, how would you feel about that?
Yeah. Yeah, great point. Jeez. All right, so the Bucs are on a bit of a tear lately. We have Bucs games on Civic Media this weekend. And I believe Badger basketball, correct?
We do, yeah. Many of these same stations. Badgers won their game tonight, as they should, by about 30 over Chicago State. And Marquette picked up a win over Georgetown, the Hoyas, which used to be a good program. They beat them, I think it was 81-51 tonight. So that's going on. As for the Bucks, great team. The Damian Lillard trade, tremendous. You know, even though they gave away several other players and picks and whatever, this guy can score up to 40 points if he wants to help out Giannis. It's just, and the players, even when you talk to them, Bobby Portis said it the other night too, we got to work on our defense. Have to work on our defense, because there's some teams that are good at transition, and we have to do a better job at that. Just figure out where everyone is supposed to be, who's got the best guy, and they're still kind of working that out in terms of their chemistry with these three or four new bodies that are either the starting five or coming off the bench. But right now they're just blowing people away. They're putting up 140 points a game, and they've won six in a row. They've won the last 15 games at home at Fiserv Forum. But now they go on the road. They play the Knicks on Saturday, tomorrow. That one starts at 11:30, and then the Christmas Day game is at 11 a.m. on Monday.
Okay. Talking sports with Mike Clemens. Mike, so I really appreciate your time. I know it's a Friday night. I have to ask you, are you – You know everything about sports, but do you like sports movies?
I do.
What's your favorite sports
movie?
By the way,
I don't know everything about sports.
You know more than me.
I chase stories whenever I can.
Yeah.
Right now, the Packers and the Bucks have been great stories. Well, the Brewers, too. I can go all night about that Craig Council situation.
But yeah, see, I think movies, you know everything about sports.
Yeah, you know, A Field of Dreams. I'll just put that at number one because it does such a nice job of tying in family and father and, kind of the roots of baseball and everything. But, you know, go see the Lou Gehrig story again. I just watched that last spring at the start of baseball.
That's still
a darn good movie with Gary Cooper. For football movies, the original Longest Yard, I think, is great.
I
thought that Al Pacino in Any Given Sunday was a little disappointing.
Yeah, people love that. I'm with you, though. I didn't think it was that great.
No, they tried to make it more modern to understand the big money that's involved,
right.
Politics and how these coaches have to be more like businessmen than necessarily, coaching the X's and O's. I can't think of – can you think of a movie in the last 5 or 10 years that was – oh, you know what? The Kurt Warner movie. America's Underdog?
Totally forgot about that.
About the quarterback, Kurt Warner. And there's one scene where you see Steve Mariucci release him.
Oh, wow.
From the Packers.
I totally forgot about that. That's a great recommendation.
I saw that about 2 years ago. It was a rental, and I thought, I should do this because I get to run into Kurt Warner at Super Bowls and do interviews with him and stuff. And it's a great movie. I highly recommend that for one that's contemporary. But you know what I saw? And it's sitting there for free on YouTube. I just stumbled on it because I'm doing research. I'm always looking for old clips, new clips, stories, reports, games, old games that you can't get your hands on.
I love watching those.
Brian's Song.
Oh, yeah.
You know something? Because there's so many football movies that really, when they get to the actual scenes, they look stupid because it's like, oh, God.
Right. Hey, Mike, nobody, can you hang on? Can you stick with us for like 60 seconds? We just got to do a quick bit of business here. I got one more question for you. Okay, Mike Clemens is going to stick with us. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We're up all night to get lucky. Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Dive into the festive spirit with Quality Foods Holiday Seafood Sale, where ocean and holiday delights meet. Elevate your holiday feast with the finest seafood. Succulent shrimp starting at $8.49 a pound. Lobster tails starting at $6.99 each. And don't forget the decadent king crab legs. Quality Foods Seafood Sale has it all. Don't miss out on these treasures from the ocean. Then celebrate with a bounty from the sea. Drop by the Quality Foods locations of Wisconsin Rapids to reel in the savings. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to Nightlight. We are on the home stretch tonight. I'm Pete Schwabe. I'm talking with Mike Clemens, who stuck around for an extra minute. I know it's Friday night, Mike. Really appreciate your time. But I had to tell you about a movie, or ask you if you've seen it. It's called Long Shot, and it's a very short documentary, only about 40 minutes long. Any chance you've seen that film?
No, that's not the one about hockey, is it?
No.
I've heard of it.
Okay.
I guess I haven't seen it. What's it about?
It's about a guy who goes to a Dodger game and ends up being accused of a murder. And there's a big twist about two-thirds of the way through the movie. And I'm not going to say anything or spoil anything. It's a great ending. But it's 45 minutes long, and it's mind-blowing. I don't know how the whole world doesn't know about it because it's such a funny story. But I highly recommend that for you if you're looking for something.
You know, I don't think I'm confusing it with Slapshot.
No, it's different than Slapshot. I love Slapshot.
Right? Isn't that what it was called?
What's that?
Yeah. Isn't that what that hockey movie?
Yeah, Slapshot, a great film.
Yeah, I know. There's people that watch that like once a week.
I
saw it in the theater when it came out. I think in the 70s or something.
Oh, funny.
No, Long Shot. No, I'll check that out.
Yeah, check it out. It's on Netflix. I think Netflix. It's free. It's just a real fun.
Hey, so you know what I'm so excited to see?
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper is on Colbert, and it's like I'm back in the room, and I'm in between trips back to Lambeau Field to finish up stuff. You know, to send out to the stations and everything. But I stop, and he's like, what you up to? He goes, well, I've got this movie. He said, do you remember Leonard Bernstein?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I do, you know, like 5 years old. But, you know, like Peter and the Wolf concerts for children. And, you know, it's introducing the orchestra because people in the 60s and 70s were so worried that with this rock and roll, we're going to forget about the classics like Beethoven, Bach, and Mozart. And so there's Leonard every Sunday afternoon on CBS doing that. He's got this film. Is it called Maestro?
I think so. Yeah. I heard a lot about that when it came out because he had the fake nose on and everything. I haven't heard much about it since, though.
Well, it looks awesome.
Yeah.
And Bradley Cooper has spent 6 years putting this thing together, studying it, the family, friends, and everything. And it's got Oscar written all over it from just his description. And and West Side Story, right? He scored that, didn't he?
Yeah, the original. Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So anyway, I just saw on social media somebody already saw it. I thought it was going to be coming in theaters around Christmas. It's on Netflix.
It is?
It's on Netflix. He's straight to Netflix.
Oh my gosh! Well, good for Netflix. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know, if I get some time after the Panthers game and I get back home, you know, I might suggest that to the wife and the daughters who would be back home to say, I got an idea for a movie. If you want to see this thing on Netflix. And I was actually looking forward to going back to the theater because I don't get to the theater much, but so that's my tip for the holiday.
All right. Yeah. Very good. Well, you already know everything about sports, Mike. You can take some time off and go see a movie. You've earned it.
I could use just a little break, but anyways, between the Brewers, Bucks, and the Packers, I mean,
You busy.
It's easy to find stories to follow with these franchises, and the Bears included.
Yeah. Well, keep up the good work, Mike. I appreciate the time tonight. Thanks
you
so much.
You too, pal.
Yeah.
Keep us laughing, and we appreciate, you know, you plugging us into everything that's doing fun for entertainment and films and shows and everything around Wisconsin.
No, I appreciate it, and I'll do it. We'll both keep doing it. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Have
All right.
Good holiday, man.
Yeah, you too, Mike. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
That's Mike Clemens. Boy, he's I feel like we book him, Conrad, for like 15 minutes, and I feel like he could talk the whole hour about sports. The guy knows everything.
Oh, yeah.
He does know everything. I'm not going to back down from that. So we got a few minutes left. What should we – why don't we play – let's do Stump Schwabba.
Yeah, so I got a couple songs that I want you to guess the artist.
So that's what we're going to do. Conrad is going to try to play a song and hope I don't guess it. It's called Stump Schwabba. There's probably an ancestor of mine somewhere who lost a limb in a factory accident or something who's upset that I'm – or he's got a peg leg and he's on a ship. I don't know. But the Stump Schwabba – all right, you're going to play a song?
Yep. So
okay.
I'm just a little bit of a song. You got to guess the artist.
All right, go for it.
Ready?
Who's got a beard that's long and white?
Santa's got a beard that's long and white.
Who comes round on special night?
Santa comes round on special night.
Special night.
You're playing a polka? What was that?
So it was Bob Dylan.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. You stumped me.
Okay. I got... Here's another one.
All right.
All the lights are coming on now. How I wish that it would snow now. I don't feel like going home now. I wish that I could stay.
I don't know.
That's Smash Mouth.
Okay. Are you mad at me? What is happening here?
I think you might get the next one, okay?
Okay, let's go.
Actually, I really don't, but...
he was Googling most obscure Christmas songs ever earlier, I'm guessing. All right, go ahead.
Chestnuts roasting.
Michael Bublé, the
nope.
Christmas song.
On an open fire.
Is that me? That's me singing, isn't it?
It is.
Jack Frost nipping. At your nose.
I'll give you one hint.
Julio Iglesias?
No. He makes a very popular show
being sung
called Family Guy.
That's Seth MacFarlane?
That's Seth MacFarlane, yeah.
Folks dressed up,
he can really sing.
Like Eskimos.
That's lovely. Everybody. Okay, but a little obscure. Again, do you have anything people have actually heard? Come on.
I do got a clip that you could guess.
Okay, a movie clip?
Yes.
All right, let's try. Let's
You have to guess the next line.
Listen, buddy, I don't have to do anything. All right, yeah, go ahead. That's I like that.
Mark, slow down.
You want to ride behind somebody who does something like that? We're going to pull around them and leave them safely behind us.
Burn some dust here.
Eat my rubber.
You got it.
So here's what Conrad has done. You've played songs no one has ever heard, and then you play the most famous Christmas. You got to find a sweet spot in there.
Hey, it's called Stump Schwabba for a reason.
Right, okay, and you've done it successfully. All right, do another one. Do we have time?
Yeah, we can do one more.
All right, perfect.
Mr. Cross, it's time for your Christmas list.
Okay, read me the list. I want to get this over with.
Bill
Sammy
Murray
Goldberg.
Scrooge. Bath towel.
Lou Parker.
Send him a VHS home video recorder.
Colonel Tom Parker.
Do you know the next line?
I don't know the next line. I do know it's Scrooge by Bill Murray, though.
It is. And the next one was bath towel. He said bath towel, VHS set, bath towel, VHS set.
Are you saying I should have gotten that one?
Well, if you watched Scrooge.
All right. Well, this was fun. And you definitely stumped Schwabba. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. I'd like to thank my guests, Don Rosen, Mike Clemens, Tom Clark, and Steph Clark. Thanks for your texts and calls. Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll be back next week.
From the home of the locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Special counsel Jack Smith's request has been shot down by the nation's high court. CBS's Erica Brown reports.
The U.S. Supreme